Welcome to Radio Kitchen. I'm Al Spohler. As the spring markets open up, we're starting to see some old friends. The artichoke is coming back for a few weeks, and it's time to enjoy the surprisingly versatile vegetable. And Chef Jerry Pellegrino, I do believe that a lot of people just sort of take a look at the artichoke and say, what do I do with it?
I agree. It's probably the most neglected vegetable in the produce section.
It's such flavor. Wow.
Yeah. I mean, you're going to, so just in terms of what you're going to find when you're going to buy them, there's a few varieties out there. The ones we see most often are the ones that are completely round, like almost like a softball, and pretty much green all the way around. Those are green globes. Those are a very tasty artichoke, and I look for those. I like those a lot. You'll also see a more sort of spiky looking version. It's a little elongated, and it'll have a good amount of purple around towards the bottom of the leaves. That's a variety called Violetta. A good one too. I mean, I like that. And then there's one or two others that you might see, but those, I think the first two are the ones you'll see the most. And you want to look, you don't want the leaves to be curled in any way. The longer they sit, they'll start to dry out.
They dry out, yeah.
And the leaves will start to curl. And you don't want to buy those because they're just going to be a little bit of a nightmare.
Right.
The other thing is cleaning them. And there's two sort of main sort of processes you can use. One is if you're going to just make like artichoke hearts. And you know, that's a big waste. You basically cut off all the outside leaves until you get down to what's called the heart.
Right.
Which is basically what the base, you know, sort of the base for this artichoke is.
Right, right.
And then in there is what's called the choke.
Right.
Which is this furry, fuzzy, hairy stuff that a good stiff teaspoon, you'll need to go in and literally scrape all this out. And you'll peel the stem, and then you'll have this beautiful artichoke heart. Those are good for a variety of things, grilling and just roasting. And there's no work to eat them. What you leave is you've taken off everything that's not edible,
right?
And just left all the edible parts, and that's fine. Except you have like 80% of what you purchased is on the floor now at this point.
Oh dear.
The other kind of more common that I like to do is, you know, to stuff them and to clean those. We're just going to cut about the first inch off the top. And then with the scissors, whatever full leaves are left, go around and snip them about a half inch down. Mm-hmm. So a lot of times you'll find a spine on that little part of the leaf. But it's just a little pointy and not fun to deal with anyway. A scissor all around, all the leaves that are left. And then again, teaspoon down in there and fight. And it's a little bit of work to get the chuck out. Now, when my mom made them, she didn't do that. She didn't take the chuck out. So you don't have to do it. You just need to know or let your guests know that you didn't. when they get down there, they'll be able to take it out themselves.
Right,
but
right.
I think it's a little more elegant preparation if you do take it out ahead of time. And then stuffing them, you know, traditionally it's like a mixture of breadcrumbs, garlic, lemon, some herbs, sometimes oregano, and a lot of Parmesan cheese. And you're just going to honestly pull these things apart, like just separate leaves and just start throwing stuffing in there, which is great because something that's about 3 inches in diameter is going to grow to about 6 inches in diameter.
No kidding. Wow.
And then I just sort of braise or steam them for 2 or 3 hours. And then to eat them, you just pull the leaves and scrape off whatever's edible between your teeth and you're done.
It makes its own sauce.
It does. They're really fun.
We'll try this. We'll put the recipe on the website.
For sure.
Well, I'm Al Spohler.
And I am Jerry Pellegrino.
And you've been listening to Radio Kitchen, produced by Bob White for 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.